has an intro.
It's too bad we did all the shows before the jokes before we started recording this time.
Right? What were the jokes?
I don't remember.
Some
they
of the
were
jokes
funny
we
though.
5 seconds ago.
So the listeners can all know we were really funny, but now we're recording, so we're not.
So what's really interesting is that yesterday I called on Danny Dark to help me trap a bear during Rob's hunt.
Now,
funnily enough, on that same evening, there is an extended trailer of Game of Thrones Season 3 that comes out, and it has a bear in it. I just thought that that was weird.
We knew. Somehow we knew, and we got the bear.
That's a weird instance of life imitating art or art imitating life.
Yeah.
You know, just add it to the book. But so you guys are bear hunting together? I really regret that I have not been able to go back and spend more time on Game of Thrones Ascent, of course, the Facebook game that we were talking about last week's episode. So you guys are chums now.
We are. Selena, we're trying to work out, doing all kinds of quests, doing everything. You're missing out.
I really have to ask, are you still my betrothed?
Oh, well, see, I don't know. I feel like we should put it to the listeners which of you guys I'm actually marrying.
Oh, I see.
unless we did a pact, a blood pact, in which case I can't take it back.
I'll have to see about that. But
I already wet off my son, though, so that's gone.
What, your son is gone?
Yep. I already sold him to someone.
I'm sorry to hear that. This is like the Oregon Trail. I thought you were going to say you died of dysentery.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's fun. But yes, we were talking on the previous episode of Goo about this Game of Thrones Ascent Facebook game. We are all on it. And Selena, can you give the listeners really quickly an update on the status of our guild?
Ooh, okay. Well, last time I checked, I think we had 24 or 25 members.
That's awesome.
Of the guilds. That's very, very good. Of really powerful players. And it's called Game of Thrones. No, it's not. That's the game. It's called Game of Owns. Go figure. And if you can't find it, just send us a tweet and we'll send you the direct link. Because some people have said that they had trouble finding it. Mm-hmm. And I'm Danny Dark, and I'm currently at... I have like 800-something points. And I know that's probably puts me at like 40,000 ranking, but I still think that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I'm not complaining.
Micah, where are you at?
As far as level or power?
Well, what's your character name? Did you state this on the last episode?
I wasn't on the last episode.
Right, of course.
I missed the beheading of one Eddard Stark.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. And it actually, I just checked, it looks like we have around 35 members of our alliance now.
Oh, great.
So we're growing steadily. No, my name is Makar Lupistan.
Okay.
Lord.
You chose that name, or did you have it randomly assigned?
The first name was randomly assigned. The second one I made up myself.
Rakistan?
Lupistan.
Oh, Lupistan.
Lupus, is that like a Lupin reference, or is it...
It was, yeah.
Ah, okay. There you go.
Okay, you wanted a wolfy name.
Yes, and it makes sense since I've pledged myself to House Stark.
Really? I looked through their the loyalties that it mentioned, and I have to say Lannister really only seemed like the one that was going to get you anywhere right up front with your
I just figured since all the Starks seem to die out that I might as well have somebody in the north who can help protect all those folks up there.
Well, there you go.
It's very noble of you.
Thank you.
I tried to think smart and I took the Baratheons because I figure there's always one of those around. Yeah, exactly.
No, you guys are both well equipped to deal with bears.
Yes.
As you mentioned, and deal with bears together and go out sneaking
behind my back. I think all our transitions should be about bears from now on.
Bears?
Yep.
I think that's probably
tie it
likely.
All to bears.
Yeah. So bear with me.
We need one of those.
I can hardly bear how funny this is.
We need a drum and two cymbals fall down.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
That's exactly what it is. So anyway, moving into this extended trailer that we received, HBO released it. Did it air on TV, Micah? Do you know, or was it just sort of an online thing?
I'm not entirely sure. I just know that it happened to find its way online. Last night, probably around 8 or 9 o'clock East Coast time.
And just the link you've shown me, over are about 500,000 people have seen it so far. And it
is a lot of people.
You know, at first when I was watching it, I thought it was the same trailer that we were talking about on, I guess, last week's episode, last Monday's episode, the really long one, the live show. But it turns out there's like 30 more seconds. It's kind of like woven in, so a lot of it does still resemble that trailer, the one that had aired on Jimmy Kimmel Live. But there are 30 more seconds of stuff, and I think that's probably what we're going to be talking about on this
one. That's when I told you that's why it's called extended.
Yes. Yes, it was extended. But I always think of something extended as being...
Longer.
Yeah,
like extended cut?
But the composition, they use the same five establishing scenes to build the trailer. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. But the ending is completely different.
Yeah.
Which is what makes the difference. Is the emphasis is placed on different characters and different scenes than the previous incarnation. So anyway, let's just get right into it.
Sure.
And really talk about what's new and what's different.
Yeah, the first thing that I noticed, and this was fairly early on in this trailer, was... You get a close-up shot of Beric Dondarrion saying, "The night is dark and full of terrors." And then they have that fake cut to Melisandre, making you think that they may be in the same place. And in back of Beric, you actually see Arya.
Oh, really?
Ooh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I'm, of course, rewatching that moment.
Because I was thinking, you know, that it's funny with that line, because I think a lot of people who are fans of the show will sort of hear him say that line and think, I thought they said that last trailer as well. Because obviously that's the whole Melisandre saying that line was the foundation for a lot of the season 2 trailers too. So it was interesting that they chose to reuse it and to have a different character speak it, I thought.
Yeah, if you go to about 21, 22 seconds in, you'll see the close-up shot of him.
That's obviously a good catch, because Arya is out of focus that whole time.
She is. She's kind of sitting on the ground there in the background.
Yeah, I can see her, though. That's really cool. We get another shot of her, too, which I didn't think was in the previous trailer, but she's looking through some branches or something.
Yes.
It's wet and rainy, as it so often is in this world. I feel bad. Winter must be coming.
slowly coming.
Right after you see Melisandre, it cuts to what appears to be a fire, but looks more like a pyre with a bunch of people surrounding it.
There's some kind of rhyme there that you've employed, Micah. Yes, it does appear to be a pyre. I think Darth Vader's on fire, and they're sending his body back the old ways of the old Jedi. But who do you think it could be? Do you recognize the people? Well, I shouldn't even ask this of you two who've read all the books.
I know. This kind of conversation is always hard, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to go by, based on the left-hand side of the screen on this shot, where there seems to be, isn't an axe, but it looks like it's shaped also like a scythe. So I'm trying to determine what sort of people would use an axe like a scythe and have that sort of weapon to determine who it may have been and who have died. And let me just say, based on nothing, because I don't know anything about any of the families, this is probably Riverin, and it's probably one of...
I think that as far as I can tell, it's the fire where it's night, right? Or it's a different fire?
Yeah, it appears to be night.
It's
nighttime.
Right, it's a nighttime, the pyre. Because I think, you know, considering that in the background you see trees and it looks like people are wearing hoods, it could be beyond the wall?
Maybe? I don't know. There really aren't any trees up north that way. I mean, okay, let me take that back. There are tons of trees up north. Tons of trees up north, but we really have seen like the Arctic tundra side of north of the wall.
But we've also seen forests.
Lately, I guess you're right. If you don't go that far north where Kieran Hines is, I'm just going to refer to him as Kieran Hines from now on, because that's his actor name. But, yeah, I guess you're right. Near where Crestor is, there are trees. But these don't look like crows to me.
No.
It does appear to be a bit icy, though, behind on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You're, of course, referring to, like, the light blue can.
Yeah. And on the first trailer show, we saw Sam a bit beaten up, and it looked like Craster's keep was... under attack, remember at the end of season 2.
Well, you're the one who said Craster's Keep. I, for one, didn't see the thousands of daughters running around with panties, you know, thrown over their shoulder trying to escape the whatever it was being attacked.
Oh my gosh.
You're the one who said it was Craster's Keep. I said I would take your word for it.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll just leave it up in the air for right now.
Sure.
And not mention who I think that is.
Mm-hmm.
If it is indeed a person, I'm sure Selena has her thoughts as well. But
could it be old Bear, bringing it back to Bear?
This is an episode about bears.
Do you think we're doing like the whole show about bears?
This is an episode about bears. I just feel it. And you said, Micah, that this trailer was given to you and Selena as a reward for capturing your bear.
Yes.
It was. That's actually how...
Thanks, HBO.
We released it to the millions of people around the world just by defeating that bear.
It was a golden bear. Like
oh, it was like a hidden unlockable in the game, and we didn't even realize.
The interesting thing is we started out by throwing rocks at it. And we realized that was not a good way to go about attacking a bear.
What are you, in the safari zone in Pokemon that you're throwing rocks?
Something like that.
Well, because everything is based on how many actions you can take at any given time and how far along in the actual process you are of capturing this bear, the only thing that you can do initially is throw rocks at it. So anyway, moving on. Mm-hmm. Enough about bears for right now. Next, we see Cersei and Tyrion in a little bit of dialogue that wasn't in the first trailer.
Yeah, I love it when they talk brother. I love it when he talks brother to her, and I love it when she talks sister to him. It's just so hateful and spiteful. And she says, "What is it?" She says,
"Well, she says he thinks he's so clever," and then she goes, "Still going to be cleverer than you."
Yeah, she says that he's not as clever as he thinks he is sometimes, and he says, but it still makes me cleverer than you.
Not half as smart, referring to the fact that he's half a man.
Oh, she always does that. Everybody talks about his size. Like, if you want to insult him, like, he's made his peace with that, you know?
It's kind of funny.
Shay doesn't seem to mind.
Sticks and stones. What?
I said, Shay doesn't seem to complain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. She likes that half of him.
It's funny, though, because you see characters like this, like Cersei and Littlefinger, too, who are desperately trying to grasp onto, like, a higher ground. So they use these common denominators, you know? Like, they just go back to Tyrion's height and Varys's eunuch status. And it's just like, oh my gosh, you just want to roll your eyes at them.
Now, who is it at about 40 seconds who's drawing the bow?
That's
Bran. Oh, no, that's Ygritte, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just a weird shot of her. She's wet, I think.
And her face is quickly obstructed by the bow that she is swinging.
And she's not in snow.
Well, that's the thing. Now I feel there's credit to that pyre theory of it being either in the north or somewhere south, but involving the same people. Because she seems to just be in like a wetlands or a swamp or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who's she aiming at?
I don't know, but she better be... I mean, I'm pretty sure
maybe
she's
a bear.
Shot.
It's probably a bear.
It probably is.
But speaking of Bran, we see him earlier on
speaking
in the trailer.
Of Bran. Oh, yeah, we did.
Somebody mentioned Bran. I think it was Selena, because you said he was shooting the arrow. But then there's also a shot of him on the ground in a sleeping bag looking out to somebody who... just a second before appears to be walking towards him in the forest. But again, I don't know if it's one of those cut scenes where they're trying to trick you and that's not really the person that's walking towards him.
Quite possibly.
Ooh, there's also someone swinging what looks like a sword on fire.
Yes, and we saw that same person light that sword and go, "Hurrah!" Mm-hmm. It's like that thing that Voldemort does in Order of the Phoenix, the film, where he like shoots fire from his mouth. He's like, "Hurrah!"
Yeah.
He likes it. It's a fireball. It reminded me of that.
Yeah, I forgot that Selena wasn't on the first trailer episode when we talked about
it. No, I wasn't. I didn't get to... I do want to say, though, actually, this random, but because I didn't get to say it last time, I love the song. I think it's really good. I mean, it's not as impactful as Seven Devils. Mm-hmm. I think that was really, really, really astonishing in season two, but I think it has a good feel to it, where you're like, oh, something's coming.
Yeah, it feels otherworldly, like Florence's voice does. I don't know if this is also a Florence and the Machine song. I don't know. Clearly, it's a thing to, you know, show current music with this old style, you know, Kingdoms show.
I think it works.
I'm nonplussed by it. I'm just like, okay, they needed music.
And then Selena also mentioned this individual who we mentioned on the last trailer to be who we thought to be Beric Dondarrion. Swinging this sword of fire, and then you actually see him battling the Hound later on in the trailer.
And the Hound sword is not on fire.
No, it's not.
So he's at a disadvantage, clearly.
And you know what the great part is about doing another episode on an extended version of a trailer that you've already done an episode on is you can go back and actually correct things, or at least you think you can correct things that you may have misspoken, gotten wrong. I can definitely correct, potentially. We saw a scene with somebody who had a cloak thrown over their head? Like a black hood thrown over their face. And they were kind of chained up to the wall, and we made the joke that it looked like they were in a basement because there was, you know, a background with some light coming in a window almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you remember, at the end of season two, there was somebody who had a hood thrown over his head before he was taken away.
Yeah. Theon Greyjoy, yeah.
Yeah.
But you were saying.
Selena, Zach had mentioned that we would need your expertise, though, in order to appropriately identify the biceps of the person that was chained up there.
Oh, no. Where is it?
It is.
Is it in this trailer?
It is in this trailer.
Oh, yeah. It's at 20 seconds. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, 19 into 20.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say.
Just thinking so hard here.
I don't know. Gendry?
Yeah. This is like The Price is Right.
I know. It's so very important.
Don't go over. Guess the right one.
Well, see, I don't know, because I'm thinking, like, I suppose it doesn't quite look like Jaime, so maybe it's Gendry, or why am I thinking of this so hard?
Well, you're the bicep identifier.
I am. The bicep, yes, something.
Micah appointed, of course.
What did you guys think?
Well, Micah made the case, and I tend to agree.
It could be John.
It could be the next scene we see of Theon.
No!
Who got the bag? He got the sack thrown over his head. Or he got knocked out, anyway, by his own men.
Oh, actually,
and
that's
taken
a good
somewhere.
Point.
I don't know why he'd be held prisoner, though. I was under the impression that he was knocked out for his own good, and that it was just so that they could sneak him out of Winterfell without him ruining things with his ineptitude.
Well, you know, I didn't consider Theon, but I suppose that could be the case.
Okay.
I don't recognize the arms as his, but then maybe I just didn't pay close enough attention, so...
He's been working out in between seasons.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's a good theory. I like that theory.
But we do, speaking of Theon, we see his sister at around 50 seconds time, and she looks purposeful or dutiful. She's walking among her men, and I don't know, it's too short of a clip to really say what she's thinking or feeling, but I feel like it has to do with her brother and some trouble and her family, and she is just trying to continue to make her way in the world among these other guys who are fighting.
Yeah.
So that's my analysis of that.
It's time for them to go to battle.
Let's go to Brienne.
Yeah, headbutting Brienne. That's got to hurt.
This is going to be a gif if it's not already
I know.
On Tumblr.
She's so badass.
She's really badass.
Not quite as badass as Jaime, but almost. They make a very badass duo.
Yeah, there's a cutscene of Jaime right after she does that headbutt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, that must have hurt.
Which then somehow transitions into Baelish's whorehouse.
A whore in a bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's she crawling towards? Let's take bets.
Who's she crawling towards?
Just us.
Joffrey.
Yeah. No. Wait, no. He's got Margaery Tyrell.
That's true. He... what men are left in King's Landing?
The capital of the Seven Kingdoms.
Other than Baelish, I suppose.
Well, what men we know, you mean?
And Varys.
Yeah. I don't know.
Tywin? No. Surely not.
No, he's got his Shay.
No, that's Tyrion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tywin. I don't think Tywin would lay with whores.
Maybe not.
I think he would. Whenever he's feeling horny, he just goes and skins a boar,
or a bear.
But anyway, immediately after that scene, of course, we actually get to see a number of things in succession. Jon Snow's asking somebody something. Tyrion is grabbing an axe, which is awesome, and he does this spinny thing with it when he grabs it.
Jaime has a knife to his face.
Yep.
Who's that?
Jaime has a knife to his face.
Yes. Jorah gets some action, and Robb Stark is getting some different action. Like a 3-second scene.
I feel like someone needed to say that.
This is the nurse, of course.
Hot nurse.
And it looks like now who's tasked with performing an execution here at like 1 minute and two, 1 minute one. Who is that's swinging the sword? I don't recognize it. Oh, it's up north. Is that John? Because that doesn't look like John, but it kind of looks like John.
It's John.
It is John.
And Ygritte is in the background. You can see him. Her.
Yeah. No, I saw her and then I was like, well, it's obviously up north. But there's this bald man who is about to lose his head. And I think there was a clip of him earlier, or you know, in another trailer that we had seen.
Yep. I'm not quite sure who it is. It might just be somebody from the Night's Watch, and John has to prove himself to Mance Rayder and company.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Selena?
Yeah, I have no idea who that could be.
Looks like Varys's brother.
Yeah.
And now, is this Stannis that we see?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
He looks good for a man who was like, we last saw him, I think, at Blackwater in screaming in agony because he was being pulled away from his obvious loss.
Yep.
Yeah.
Obvious, but completely unexpected. So he looks better. He looks more composed. Looks like he's been eating some potatoes.
Ready to make his next move.
Maybe he's doing it with his magician friend again.
Yeah.
But, and speaking of doing it, moments before the bear, somebody is having a lot of fun. And then...
it's like Ygritte.
Yep.
Ygritte. Whoa.
Do you not recognize her?
I do now that you mention it. But then a moment later, there's... is this Brienne?
Yes.
Yeah. 105. She has got cuts in her neck, slices, and she looks like, forgive me for saying this, she looks like Sissy Spacek at the beginning of Carrie, the way she seems to be possessed.
Oh, but she just looks so terrified. She's fighting a bear.
She's fighting the bear?
Yeah, those look like claw marks to me in her neck.
Mm-hmm. You see the bear straight after.
Well, I don't know, because you're used to just, they juxtapose these things when they're not, you know, they make it look like somebody's talking to somebody else.
She's not fighting the bear? I mean, we don't know.
Well, the bear is like climbing a door and can't get up it.
Oh.
Whereas the previous shot, she's below a bunch of people who are up on a bridge. So unless the bear is going after them and not her, maybe she's got it by the tail. And she's like ripping it down off the wall, and he's like, "Rah!"
The next scene, the scene that you don't see is after this. She swings it round and round and round and
like
tosses
Bowser
it
out. In Mario 64.
Exactly.
Gosh, how many pop culture references can we make in this show?
Not enough.
Nope, never enough.
That's exactly right. And then, of course, we see. I guess the trailer ends with what we think is going to be the same old scenes from the previous one, but now the dragon. Flying alongside the ship, that particular moment is extended, and that's placed at the very end of the trailer, which I think it has more of an effect here.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And we're able to see Jorah, and that it is in fact Jorah and Dany who have found a boat.
On a boat. But where are they going? Are they going back to Westeros? Are they going to As High? Are they going somewhere new? We don't know. It's so exciting.
Also, what I think is really cool about this is clearly it's a perspective thing because the dragon looks huge at the very, very beginning of that shot, you know, when he's flying along the ship. But then when he goes up and flies above Dany and them, you
tiny.
See that he's actually quite tiny, that he hasn't, in fact, grown full length, as we were led to believe.
This trailer just tries to mess around with you. That's all it does.
It's one big mind fuck.
Yep.
But for that, we love it. Premieres Sunday, March 31st, 9 p.m., 8 Central, Game of Thrones on Twitter.
It premieres on Twitter?
It does. It's going to be in tweets.
No, I was reading the last title card.
Yeah, but I think we got a lot of new stuff from that. You know, we talked about at the end of the episode last week when we first got the trailer that, or it was even longer than that, but... there were some things that were missing from what we anticipated being in season 3, and that's still the case because we still didn't see anything related to the Reeds, and we still didn't see anything related to the Tyrells. So I like the fact that they're kind of keeping that in the dark for the time being.
Well, I imagine the Tyrells to be involved in more of a political posturing type of scene where they're arranging things. Like, they don't seem to be one of the five leaders of, you know, death and destruction, so their place in a trailer is obviously quite questionable. They're not characters that we already know, so if a trailer is going to show them, it's going to show them being badass, like the guy who's climbing the wall. And similarly with the Reeds, there's just these kids running around. There's not enough time in a trailer to really establish who they are or what they're doing.
Right.
Unless they're leading a clan into war, I don't think you'll see them in this trailer.
But that's why you have Selena here, though, so that you can put names to people who haven't.
Oh, and you as well, like Beric Dondarrion. Like, I don't know what he looks like, but he's in this trailer, and I know that because of you, my friend.
He was in, I don't know if it's the same actor, but he was in season one because Ned sends him off to go after
the mountain. It wasn't the same actor. They recast him.
Oh, they recast him, okay. Hmm. And then the guy climbing the wall is Giantsbane, I think.
Tormund, yeah.
So he has a name, which means he must be fairly important, which means he probably doesn't die or fall off that wall right away.
Unless this happens like later in the season. Unless a bear eats him.
Well, we do see him in a greener area later on in the first trailer. They actually didn't include that scene in this extended version. Right?
Wow, you're all over these trailers.
This
is crazy.
You are all over, Micah, my friend.
Well done.
Analysis, yeah.
Yeah, but well, I believe that about wraps up our discussion on this trailer, and in fact wraps up this Monday episode of Goo. Oh, actually, I say that, but we apparently have been receiving tweets from you people.
Twitters.
We've been receiving tweets, and I believe we may have skipped a week of reading them. So, Micah, please indulge us with some of the latest tweets from our Game of Owns listeners.
In 60 seconds or less? No.
Yes, in 85 seconds.
85 seconds.
Well, see, we've all had our turn. I had to do it a lot. Selena actually did a quite lovely rendition in her southern accent on a recent episode. And you can choose, my friend, any accent that you wish.
Well, actually, Sam did it 1 week as well.
Oh.
But I'll just do it normal Long Island / New York accent. Christian at Quantum of Lawless, that's an interesting Twitter name, writes in, they do this all the time with Harry Potter, but what houses from Game of Thrones would you put the Avengers in? Despite the name, Tony is not a Stark. Now, first of all, I thought...
That's random.
It's random because of the Avengers, but with this Game of Thrones ascent on Facebook and the fact that we all have to pledge ourselves to a certain house... I think it would be interesting to ask the listeners, first of all, what house would you put each of us in? And then also to each of us individually, what house would you put the other hosts in?
Ooh. Well, Eric's always easy. But, I'm not going to actually – for Eric, I would probably say Baratheon.
Thank you. I would
You're
say
welcome.
That for myself as well. I really had trouble – deciding on Game of Thrones Ascent what house to pledge loyalty to, and I thought, well, it's just a game. We'll see if the Greyjoys actually rise up. My first thought was either Baratheon or Lannister, because as far as I know in the story, they both seem to live quite a while, and I want my fictional self to live as long as possible. But no, I think I'd probably be more of like a Baratheon that is not very bold, like Robert necessarily, where he's over... rambunctious, but I see myself as more of a reserved sort of Stannis or Renly type of Baratheon. But Selena, I would have to say for you, I really think Targaryen.
Yay! I was hoping you would say that.
What it is? Yes, because now you would be the Targaryens before they got all wiped out and were all bitter about it. But I and not to say that you can't be angry or forceful. You can.
I'm the blood of the dragon.
Yes, the fire within you burns eternal. But I do think at the same time you have a lot of very nice qualities that are not that also befit a Targaryen, but we haven't been able to see that side of the Targaryens since they got wiped out.
Yay. Well, that's cool, because I really wanted to pledge Targaryen in the game, but I just thought that's stupid because they have no friends in Westeros. So like, what do you do then? This is a game, come on. Micah, I think Stark.
I agree.
Yes.
I have no problem with that. Like I said, I pledge my allegiance to help the North out, seeing as how the Starks continue to drop one by one.
It's a very noble decision that I think cements your choice of house.
And what about Zach?
Ooh. I know he's not here. That's Shall true. We say Lannister, just to be...
Yeah. I was going to say it anyway.
What do you mean, just to be, like...
No, there are good Lannisters too. I suppose we could say Baratheon for him as well, maybe. I don't know.
I think you're right. His love for Tyrion knows no bounds.
True.
I think the two of them would really enjoy each other's company. And, as brothers, they could go forth and be badass.
For not to mention Jaime. I mean, I know he's not that badass yet, but it's coming.
Jaime's all about the swagger. Zach's about the swagger. I think that would work.
Definitely. And that's good to have four of us in different houses, too.
Yes. And
good for alliances.
For alliances. I do see the connection, of course, between Tony Stark, Iron Man, and the Twitter question, but on the whole, we're not an Avengers podcast. I probably couldn't name all the Avengers if I wanted to. So please forgive us for not answering that tweet exactly, but it did bring us to question ourselves, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, so...
I mean, the Black Widow is obviously a Targaryen.
I don't know about that.
No?
No, okay. she's a spy. She'd get her head cut off pretty early. I think she'd be best suited on the wall, to be honest.
Oh, no. Anyway.
Anyway, though, listeners, please let us know what house you think the four of us would be in. And tweet at us, at Game of Owns. A couple of other tweets we got. Shane Epps writes, "Seven hells. I spent way more time leveling up in Game of Thrones Ascent than studying today." So sorry about that, Shane. And of course, in the show notes, we will provide you a link to join our group, to become our minions, as if you're not already, on Facebook, and so we can plan to conquer the world.
Of course.
That's deep.
It is.
Yes, we will send you a link so that you can join our guild and spend even more time not studying. Woo! So that's it. That's a terrible way to end.
That's it. A bear. Oh no, a bear is coming. We must end the show.
Oh no, there's a bear.
Oh no.
Oh no. So let's just remind everybody that we are, in fact, we do have some ways of contacting us. Twitter, of course, is one of them. You can contact us on Twitter. We are twitter.com/GameOfOwns. Speaking of Facebook, we have a Facebook, and that is Game of Owns as well. If you wish to send us an email, you can do so at contact@GameOfOwns.com. And Micah, tell them about iTunes.
iTunes is the place to be in the month of March, and it is the place to rate and review our wonderful podcast that you listen to 3 times a week. We do appreciate you rating and reviewing us with 5 stars, and of course your comments, analysis, feedback on the show. Nothing less than 5 stars is acceptable, or we will send a bear after you. Selena and I have caught one, so don't think that we don't have one at our disposal. It may take him or her some time to track you all individually down should you not rate and review us with 5 stars. But suffice it to say, just look at Brienne. I mean, and she's one tough bitch from that scene. So look, the bear, you don't want to mess with that.
There's a bear coming, Harry.
Just go out there and give us a suitable rating. We do, of course, appreciate it. It's helpful for other people who are out there, especially now with the season not too far away, just a couple weeks away. It is helpful for fans out there who like listening to analysis, book or otherwise, about Game of Thrones.
This podcast is, of course, brought to you in partnership with Hypeable.com.
Very true.
I always forget how to spell that. Selena, how do we spell that?
It is Hypable.com. And we teach spelling lessons over there. There are no bears either. It's great.
There are no bears. Only here on your favorite podcast. Hypeable.com.
That'll be the new partner site.
Hypabear?
Yep.
Or what about bearable?
Bearable. Oh, that's unbearable.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, we'll see you on Wednesday's episode where we will get back to our standard book discussion. And book one of A Song of Ice and Fire is closing fast. We really don't have that much left to it. We'll see you later. I'm Eric Skull.
I'm Selena Wilkin.
And I'm Katana Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ah, my computer is going...
What do you mean, like a bear? We'll be right back.